National Conference President Farooq Abdullah has condemned the recent terror attack in Gagangir, expressing his firm belief that Kashmir cannot become Pakistan. He called upon the leadership in Pakistan to halt terrorism if they wish to foster positive relations with India. Abdullah emphasized the need for the people of Jammu and Kashmir to live with dignity and succeed. Speaking to reporters in Srinagar, Abdullah stated, "I want to tell the leadership in Pakistan that if they want good relations with India, they must put an end to these attacks. Kashmir cannot become Pakistan. Let us live with dignity and succeed. If they have been unable to create a Pakistan for 75 years, how can they expect to do so now? It is time to end terrorism, otherwise, the consequences will be severe. How can we hold talks if they continue to kill our innocent people?" The attack, described by Abdullah as very unfortunate, claimed the lives of a doctor and 6 construction workers. According to ANI, he questioned the motives of the terrorists, saying, "What do they hope to achieve from this? Do they truly believe they can create a Pakistan here? We are working to end this violence so we can move forward from our suffering." As per ANI, following the attack, a team from the National Investigation Agency, NIA, led by a senior officer, was dispatched to Jammu and Kashmir to investigate the incident. Reports indicate that terrorists opened fire at a construction site in the Gagangir area on Sunday evening, resulting in the tragic loss of life. In response to the incident, security forces cordoned off the Gagangir area, located in Sonamarg, Ganderbal, and initiated a search operation to neutralize the attackers. The situation remains tense as authorities work to restore order and address the ongoing threat of violence. Abdullah's remarks resonate with the sentiments of many in the region, who yearn for peace and stability after decades of conflict. As the investigation unfolds, the focus remains on ensuring justice for the victims and preventing further attacks. The need for a peaceful dialogue is more urgent than ever, as both the people of Jammu and Kashmir and the broader Indian community seek a future free from fear and violence, and, with inputs from ANI and ANI.